Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Howard Brodsky, who's co-CEO with CCA Global. Howard, how you doing?
Very good, Kemp. How are you?
Good. Good to be with you. I want to talk to you about this great result of the FCIF golf tournament, which is also called the Allen Greenberg Charity Golf Tournament. Let's get to that in a minute. Since you're a leader in this business and touch a lot of different people with over 3,000 retail partners, I'd like to get a flavor of how you're seeing business conditions right now.
Business has been very strong. I think we're trending quite above industry averages, but it's been strong. I think consumer confidence is back. Housing obviously is back. And people are doing major projects. So we see all facets of our business, every division, with numbers that are very, very strong and significant.
Hopefully the shenanigans in Washington won't put a damper on this.
Well, you just hope. I worry less about what's happening in the short run than the long run when it comes to in a couple of weeks. You know, I think the only thing that could put a stoppage is both Washington and some international event that happens. But other than that, I think consumers are feeling generally pretty good.
One more little quick question. As you touch a lot of the partners and members that you have in your many different brands, what do you think's the key challenge that retailers face today?
I think business from a marketing standpoint has switched from being very traditional, obviously, to be a business marketing technology. For people to make sure they stay up on that is critically important because, you know, we've gone from, an industry that traditionally reached people either direct mail or print or TV, where marketing technology is really the way you reach people today. And to make sure that we, as a company, have the most sophisticated methods to reach people and understand them, and that our members accept that and budget enough to do that. You know, it's one of, the biggest challenges when things shift. And I would say how we reach customers has shifted.
So you're talking about the websites and social media and everything that's
everything
to do with electronics.
Everything to do with it. It's integrated, and it is changing by the week and by the month. And whatever you did 6 months ago might not be good enough today.
Well, let's move to the golf tournament. It has been a couple of weeks, but you had a great turnout. I believe you had as many foursomes playing this year as you've had in years past, didn't you?
I think it's our biggest number.
Okay.
We were very pleased with the amount of people that attended.
And actually, you kind of bumped into a meeting up in Boston, so it was good that everybody was able to get back.
No, everybody did come back. And, you know, as you know from being the camp, it's all industry major leaders. It's not the junior people in the industry. It's all the significant CEOs and presidents of most of the major mills in the industry.
Oh, I know. You're exactly right. Even, you know, Jeff Lorberbaum was there. Randy Merritt was there. We'll go through the long list. A lot of the key players in the business were there, the chief leaders.
Right.
So it was at Barnsley Gardens. I think you raised $160,000 this year, right?
Yeah, we raised $160,000 to give the Full Recovery Industry Foundation. And that was the most in our history that we ever raised. And we feel very proud about that because the foundation is the only type of charity, certainly in our industry, that gives back 100% of the money to the people that need in our industry, whether a salesperson, installer, or a person working in one of the mills. And we've had just enormous emotional stories about what that money has meant to a lot of people that have been in tragic situations.
I think that takes your running total just for the golf tournament up to about $1.5 million, doesn't it?
It does. We've contributed over $1.5 million, and I think it's been a significant amount, and we hope to continue raising those type of funds to help people in need.
You were at the podium at the closing event. Didn't you say that this foundation has given $5 million out?
Yeah, I think it's close to $5 million over the period of time to people, as I said, from all facets of the industry that have really run into catastrophic illnesses or situations in their life. And it's when they need it most.
And you also said that there was New York Firemen's or another group that was interested in how we'd set this up. Is that right?
Yeah, the New York Firefighters Association actually called us up and wanted to know if they were thinking about setting a foundation up for themselves similar to what we did. And they were so impressed by what we did. There aren't many, except you take the Actors Guild for years has been known as that really where industries have set up a foundation to just give to their own. So we're very proud that that's what's been done.
And if somebody has a situation where they think they might be someone who could get some help from the foundation, how do they get a hold of someone to look into that?
So they could either just go into the FCIF, Full Recovery Industry Foundation, that has its own website.
Okay.
They could also contact the World Floor Covering Association, could certainly facilitate that. It is for, as I said, Kemp, anybody in any phase of the industry that is going through any type of catastrophic illness or situation. And those funds are available for these people, and it's been from everything that some people have been bound from a wheelchair to, you know, obviously cancer to other catastrophic things. And it's been, you know, it's a time in their life when a lot of people can't continue working and they need the resources to be able to live a decent life.
Yeah. Okay, Howard. You know, we got just another minute here. I'd like to tell a little quick story I read about you. A lot of people may know this story about you, but apparently when you were born, your father was in the floor covering business. He worked at Sears in the flooring department, right?
He did. That's exactly right. He originally worked in I think, general merchandise. They transferred him to floor covering, and that's how he got a start in the business.
Okay, and then he started Dean's Flooring, and then unfortunately, when you were 13, he passed away. Is that right?
He did.
Yeah.
And I was always fascinated with the business, and I was lucky to have a mother that when I said that's what I want to do, and the business was small, it was only doing $150,000 a year.
Yeah.
And my mother stepped in and ran it until I got out of college. So yeah. I was very fortunate to have a mother that had a lot of faith in a 13-year-old.
That's a neat story because that, you know, what that tells you, that you have been passionate about the flooring business from the very get-go, haven't you?
No, I always loved it. You know, my father had great pride in it, and I saw the pride he took in being in a family-owned business, and I think that's what's always stayed in my mind, the strength of family-owned independent businesses in America, and what a strong foundation they are for our communities.
Yeah, okay, great. Again, I've been talking to Howard Brodsky, who's co-CEO at CCA Global, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.